This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
You're listening to Freshly Dug on Joy 94.9. I'm Doug Pollard. Now, a Senate inquiry is going to look at suicide prevention and support programs, in particular in rural and regional Australia. The inquiry is also going to investigate the accuracy of suicide reporting and the efficiency of programs and agencies like police and government departments. Green Senator Rachel Sewat says the inquiry will also consider the effectiveness of the National Suicide Prevention Strategy. And the Senator joins us now on the line. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
So, when is this inquiry going to get underway?
Okay, well, the inquiry has started. We've called for submissions and they close on the 20th of November.
Right.
We'll be having hearings after that. Depending on where the bulk of the submissions come from will depend where we hold the hearings, in which capital cities or which regional areas, and then we're due to report to the Senate in April next year.
Okay, now what sparked this off? Why did the Senate decide to look at these prevention programs?
Well, it's a Community Affairs Committee and that's our remit, is to look at issues such as this. But what has sparked it off is the fact that it appears that suicide numbers have been underreported in Australia. And as we understand it, the Australian Bureau of Statistics, the ABS, is actually re-looking at the numbers. And it sounds like when those are released, it'll indicate that the numbers in Australia are significantly higher than we currently understand they are. So we thought, A, it was important to look at that issue itself, the reporting, and what are the real numbers. And then, of course, well, if numbers are higher than we thought, are our programs effective? And then if they're not, what should we be doing about it?
Right. I suppose the problem with reporting is that there's a certain amount of stigma attached in some circles still to the whole notion of suicide. And I have heard a lot of stories, particularly in rural areas, it's quite easy for someone to disguise a suicide as an accidental death, for example.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, in fact. That's right, is that there is still some stigma attached to suicide and that numbers have been underreported. And, you know, people have mentioned to me, for example, single vehicle accidents.
Yeah, this is what I've heard of a lot, particularly in relation, and obviously because we're a gay and lesbian radio station, particularly in relation to people who are struggling with their sexuality or their perceived sexuality.
That's right, and those sorts of issues that we want to have a look at and make sure we have a full understanding of what the current situation is. And also, people have been have also suggested that they don't think there's enough funding going into programs. Some of the support programs may not be targeted adequately. There may need to be a re-look at how agencies, have we got enough agencies, are they adequately funded, are they targeting their responses correctly. So we want to have a look at all those issues.
Yeah, there's been a bit of controversy flying around lately here in Melbourne over Beyond Blue, for example, and I think that's only one example, where there hasn't been any, or very little, targeted towards the gay and lesbian community, particularly the rural gay and lesbian community. And although they are beginning now to recognise that that is a problem, that is one area where money doesn't seem to have been going into at all.
And I've heard similar criticisms. I've also heard very strong concern about there's just not enough resources directed at these issues, at support services in particular. And I've also heard concerns about the way some agencies are dealing with gay and lesbian issues. In fact, I heard quite a distressing case in Western Australia just 2 weeks ago. So I think those are the sorts of issues that they're definitely the sorts of issues that I hope that we are going to be able to look at and shine some light on and make some recommendations.
Do you think it might be related to a question of communication? Because, I'm sorry to harp on Beyond Blue a bit, but that's the story I know most about, where they were basically claiming there weren't good enough statistics for them to put money into this program or that program. But contrary to that, people from, say, the Australian Research Centre into Sex, Health and Society, Anne Mitchell the other day was saying she'd been knocking on their door asking for money for 6 years, and Beyond Blue turned round and said she was lying.
The specific case of Beyond Blue, to that level of detail, I can't comment on at the moment because obviously we haven't had the submissions yet or the hearings yet. But those are exactly the sorts of issues that I'm expecting we will get a lot of comment on and that we'll be able to look at. But the issues around, in particular, gay and lesbian issues in rural Australia, I've heard stories all around Australia around the need for increased resources, the issues that are involved there. So I'm expecting that that will be a significant issue that comes out during the inquiry.
Yeah, it seems to be an under-recognised and under-resourced problem generally. Again, I think to do with stigma, you know, because it's much more difficult for people in rural areas to come out as gay or lesbian, therefore they end up being isolated. I mean, it's wider than just suicide and depression, isn't it?
Oh, very definitely. And you're definitely right, it's harder to come out. And it's also harder to access services. There's not the same level of counselling services in rural and regional areas. If there is some counselling services, or if there are some counselling services, often it's on a visiting basis. They're not adequately funded either. So there's a whole range of things that I think that we need to be looking at.
Yeah.
Not just specifically about suicide per se. It's about all the issues that contribute to somebody being in that position of taking their own life. So we need to look at all those services and the comprehensiveness of those services.
Indeed, because suicide's up to the very end of the continuum, isn't it? There's an awful lot that leads up to that. Going back to what you were saying before, we mentioned about under-reporting and, you know, the police and emergency services and so on and so forth. It's hard to see how the reporting there can be improved if people are, you know, don't want it to be known.
Well, that's what I'm hoping will come out during the inquiries. What's happening at the moment is the ABS is going back and looking at the statistics, as I understand it, and they'll be re-releasing those at the beginning of next year. So that hopefully will provide us with a bit of a picture about what is currently not being counted. And then I'm hoping we look at, well, how do we improve that process? I think it's very good that the ABS is going back and,
yes,
and redoing these figures, because that will help us tremendously get a better handle on just what the true situation is.
Yes, and the other thing, of course, is early intervention, adequate training for people on the front line here, which means medical workers and so on too.
That's exactly right. It's what are the issues? How do we better provide counselling support services, as you rightly said, early intervention? And it gets back to the whole issue of, are we funding these services properly? Are they programs adequately directed to where they're, you know, focused? Different sectors of the community obviously need different programs. Are we targeting, have we got enough resources to target programs specifically? And are those support services in place? And my preliminary reaction, certainly we haven't, as I said, we haven't had any submissions yet, but certainly from people that we've, you know, that I've been talking to, they're very concerned about the lack of adequate resourcing for support services and early intervention services.
Well, I'm glad someone's looking into all this, because it's obviously, you know, one of those hidden mountains, as it were. I mean, until we on this programme started looking into gay and lesbian youth suicide in particular, we were not aware of the enormous problem that existed there. And it's good that you're bringing all this into the light, and hopefully there'll be some positive outcome from it. Rachel, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That was Senator Rachel Seward, who's running the Senate inquiry into suicide prevention programs. You're listening to Freshly Dug on Joy 94.9 with me, Doug Pollard.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly Dug Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.